Pshat Pekudei. The first pasuk starts off, Eile Pekudei HaMishkon, this is the count of the Mishkon, Mishkan Oedus, Ashapukad Api Moshe, which was counted by Moshe, Avodas HaLevim B'Yad Yisoma Ben Aaron HaKohen, the work of the Levim B'Yad Yisoma Ben Aaron HaKohen. So the Pasha starts off talking that Moshe Rabbeinu made an account here of all the Nedavis that were given for the Mishkan. As the first Rashi brings down, Beprosha Zu, Nimlo Kol Mishkale Nidvas HaMishkan. Here Moshe counted all the Mishkan, all the money he received for the presence of the Mishkan. La Kesef La Sovra Nechoshes. For the silver, for the gold, and for the copper. Venimlo Kol Kelev L'Chol Avodosai. It was counted in all the different kelim that was made, and all for the different purposes of the Avodah. And then in Pasuk of Dalet it says the account of the gold, that it says, Kol HaZohov HaOsu LaMlochom V'chol Melechot HaKodesh V'hi Zahav HaTnufom Teisha V'yesum Kikor U'shva Meyos U'shloshim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. He said 29 Kikor and 730 Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. That's how much gold he collected. Then the Pasuk Chav Hei says how much silver he collected. V'chesef V'chudei Ha'edom Ma'as Kikor V'yelof V'shva Meyos V'chamishim V'shivim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. Then it says the count of how much silver he did. And then it goes to explain exactly what did he do with the silver. Like Pasuk Chav Zayin says, V'hi ma'as kikur ha-kesev la-tzekes eis-adnei ha-kodesh. He used the silver to make the yardonim. That's the foundation for the wood of the Mishkan, for the walls of the Mishkan. V'yis-adnei ha-proiches, for the yardonim, for the foundation of the proiches. Me'as adonim le-masa kikur kikulodin. That's what he used the silver for. Then the Pasuk says, even the Elif u'shiva ha-meyos, and the 1,000, and 700, v'chamisho v'shivim, and 75, also vovim la'mudim. He used it for the hooks of the columns. The tipa rashem v'chisha koisim. It says exactly what he do with all the silver. The next Pasuk says, counts the nechoshesh, it counts the copper, and it says, u'nechoshesh ha-tnufa shivim kikor, it was 70 kikor, v'yapayim v'yabe meyos shokel. And then also it explains what did Moshe Rabbeinu do with all the copper. Vayaz, vayaz bo, es adne pesach ha-moyed, v'is mizbach ha-nechoshes. He used it for the foundation of the pesach ha-moyed, and he used it for the mizbeach ha-nechoshes, v'yes bichpar ha-nechoshes, ashaloi, v'yes kol klei ha-mizbeach. And then also, v'yes adne ha-chotzer sovi, v'yes adne sha-ha-chotzer, v'yes kol yistoi ta-mishkon, v'yes kol yistoi se-chotzer sovi. This is what he did with the copper. So the Pasuk explains here that Moshe collected the account of the gold, of the silver, and the copper. However, the question is, how come the Pasuk doesn't say what did Moshe Rabbeinu do with the gold? It only says what did he do with the silver, and what did he do with the copper? But what did Moshe Rabbeinu do with the gold, it doesn't say here. How come? Also, a question the Mefarshim ask here is that the Yisod of the Mishkan, that's the Yisod of the Hashpa, the Brachas of this world, come down through the Mishkan. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he gives the bracha, he gives Hashpah in this world, it comes through the Mishkan. So the Mishkan is the Makor, the place where all the brachas are supposed to come out from. Now usually there's a klal on something that you count, it's not Shera Brocha. Like a bracha usually only comes on something that's Sumim Min Ayin, that we don't know the exact measurement, we don't know how much is there, then there's an Indian that should be a bracha, there'll be a Reba, there'll be more and more and more and more. But something that we go down to count, usually the Minyan makes it that the bracha would not be Sherlet. So how come over here by the Mishkan, which is the site of the brachas on the world, did Moshe have to go give an account for exactly what did he do with all the money of the Mishkan? And really the Medrash Rabbah starts off on this on the parsha of Eilu Pekudei. It says, Pasuk Tanchuma ben Abba, that there's a Pasuk in Mishle that says in Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Chof says, Ish emunois is Rav brachas. A person that has a munah, rav brachas, will have a lot of bracha. So the Medrash dashins that ish emunos ze Moshe shu neman shenemonish laKodesh Baruch Hu. He was a trustworthy one by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenema the pasuk says lochein avdi Moshe v'chol beisi neman hu. Moshe was trustworthy. He was a neman. So therefore, the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu is the pasuk of rav brachas. For Moshe Rabbeinu, will we see a lot of brachas? So who is coming to answer this question, that how come from the Mishkan it comes out to have a lot of brachas, And here Moshe Rabbeinu made a pekuda. Moshe made an account for the Mishkan. And the pshat is, we can answer is that we have to know, why did Moshe Rabbeinu go give an account now for all the money that he received, and for exactly what did he do with the money? And the Ramban explains here the reason why Moshe made an account was because the Leitzami Hador, the people in the door, were saying that Moshe Rabbeinu took the money for himself. He was like stealing the money. Moshe didn't do trustworthy with the money, but rather he kept it for himself. So to prove himself that he was Neman, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu went to count and to say exactly what did he do with all the money. And the Rabbeinu Bechai here on the Pasuk Chof Ches, that the Pasuk says, V'yeso elef u'shva ha-meyos v'chamisha v'shivim, is the extra 1,775, is also vovim l'amudim. They used them to make the hooks for the amudim. V'tzipa roshayim v'chisha koysam. That's what the Pasuk says. That the 1,775 were used for purpose of the hooks. And the Rabbeinu Bechai brings down the Medrash of the Gemara that says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was making the account of all that he did for the silver, he was missing the cheshbon, he was missing this amount. There was 1,775 kikra kesef that were missing. And Moshe forgot, he did not know what he did with them. Is Yotzes Baskel. So a Baskel came out from Shemayim. The Omran, it said, V'yes Elof U'Shva HaMeyos V'Chamisha V'Shivim, this extra 1,775, also Vovim Lamudim. You know what he did with them? Moshe Rabbeinu did not take them for himself, but rather he used them to make the hooks. L'Kayim HaShenemer Loichein Avdi Moshe B'Chol Beitzi Nemenu. This is what the Medrash says. That even min Shemayim, they were meyer than Moshe Rabbeinu, that he did not take anything for himself, but rather everything he did was used for the extra kikra, that the extra silver, he himself forgot what they did with it. The Baskel came out and said he used it for this purpose of the Vovim, to use it for the hooks. And some of Parshim want to be medayik, if that's what it says in the Pasuk itself, the Diyuk is. It says an extra two hays. It says, V'yes ho'elef, u'shva ha'meyos. What does it mean, ho'elef, the 1,000, and ha'meyos, the 100? Let me tell you, this extra hay means this is the hay, this was the 1,775 that there was a question about. Where did it go? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do with it? And the Pasuk itself says that they use it for the Vovim La'amudim. They use it to make the hooks. So now really, because of this Medrash, the Kli Yaakov wants to answer the first question we ask. Like, how come the Pesukim here talk about that Moshe collected the gold, the silver, and the copper? And it only says, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do with the copper and with the silver, but it doesn't say what he did with the gold. So Pashto Kli Yaakov wants to say, because with all the silver and all the copper, at this time we finished using it. As for all the kelim of the Mishkan itself, making the Mishkan itself, the silver and the copper was all used up already. So therefore Moshe was able to say now exactly what did he do with them. Vashenkin, with the gold, he wasn't finished yet. Because the rest of the next few psukim, it talks about that they still made the kelim, the begodim for the Kohen Gadol, which the begodim from the Kohen Gadol was also made from gold. The ephod and the choshen was made with gold. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, they did not yet finish using all the gold, so far they did not say, what did they do with it? Because they're in the middle of using the gold. But the question is, though, so later on in the psukim, when they finished using all the gold, Moshe Rabbeinu should have said exactly, what did he do with all the gold? Just like he said over here, when he finished using all the copper and all the silver, he explained himself and said exactly what it was used for. And the Kli Yaakov wants to answer the Teret Tzibkul, like this Medrash, that really when Moshe was in the middle of explaining what did he do with all the silver, he forgot exactly what did he do with the last 1,775, until finally a Baskel came out Min HaShemayim and said that Moshe Rabbeinu used them trustfully. He used them on the Vovim. And like the Pasuk says, Bechol Beitzi Nemenu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was trustworthy in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once there was a Baskel that came out to tell the whole Klai Yisrael, like, don't be Choshed Moshe. Moshe didn't take anything for himself. So then later on, when he finished making the gold, there was no purpose for Moshe a second time to explain himself, to say exactly what did he do with all the gold. As after the Klai Yisrael heard the Baskel the first time, that Moshe Rabbeinu used out all the silver the right way, nobody was Choshed him anymore. So therefore later on, when he finished with the gold, he did not have to explain himself a second time what to do with all the gold. When Hashem came now at the beginning here, he's explaining himself what did he do with the silver and with the copper, because at this time, like Ramban says, there was still the Leitzani Hador. The people are still talking bad about Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was taking the money for himself. So here he had to answer himself what did he do with it, and while he was answering, the Baskol came out to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Nemanhu, and therefore they didn't have any questions later on. And now to answer the other question we asked, is that how come here we had to count all the money and what it was done, l'chur, if we want the bracha, we want blessing to come out of the Mishkan, l'chur, a blessing comes out when there's davar mesuyim in ayin, where we don't know the exact account. How come over here Moshe had to give the exact account of all the money and what was done for it? So we brought down that the Medrash Darshans from the Pasuk in Mishlei, that ish emunois rav brachois, that a person that is a neman, that is trustworthy, he will be rav brachos, from him a lot of brachos would come out. And the Medrash Darshans are Moshe Rabbeinu. And the pshat is, could be like this, like we're explaining. The reason why Moshe had to give the account here was because, like Sunni Hadar, the people were complaining to Moshe and thought that Moshe Rabbeinu stole, or Moshe Rabbeinu took the money for himself. He didn't do nemonis with it. Now the pshat from the Mishkan is, this is the makam where the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to live, and his Shechina will shine out from here. And like we're saying, there'll be bracha on the whole world because of the Mishkan. Now, pshit, the brachas can only come when there's an ish emuna, when you have a trustworthy person, when no gezer, when no ra, when no averus were taking place. However, during building the Mishkan, there would have been some gezel. Like if Moshe Rabbeinu would have stole the money for himself or done something not right with it, then that would be a stira to have the Shechina in the Mishkan and to have brachas coming out of it. So here, fakir, the reason why Moshe went to count the Mishkan, to count all the money, was because he wanted a bracha to come out of the Mishkan. And he wanted a proof to show everybody that everything he did was exact with nemonis. He didn't steal a penny. Nothing was taken from himself. Everything was done api hilchos chayshim mishpat. Everything was done the right way. And that's from this pasuk of ish emunais rav brachos. A person that acts with emunah, that does not trustworthy, he doesn't steal, he does everything the right way, that's the person who will have rav brachos. He'll have a lot of bracha on himself. Here also, the reason why Moshe went to count all the money that came from the Mishkan was to show Klai Yisrael that everything he did with the money was only trustworthy. He did everything the right way. He didn't use any money for himself. And the Mela, if you do everything the right way with your money, the Mela there'll be rav brachos. Faket, because of this was a reason why bracha should, hashpoa should come out of the Mishkan. Yeah, now back to the first pasuk again. Starts off again. Eile pekudei ha-mishkan, mishkan reidus. This is the count of the Mishkan of Ha'edus. So there's the famous Rashi here. The Rashi says, Ha-Mishkan, Mishkan. Like, what does the Pasuk say two times, the word Mishkan? It says, Eilep Kudei Ha-Mishkan, and then Mishkan Ha'edus. So Rashi says, Remez Lemikdosh Shenis Mashkein B'Shnei Chobonim, Ala B'Nosayhem Shai Yisrael. That there was a Beis HaMikdash Rishon and a Beis HaMikdash Sheni that was both destroyed because of the Averis of Klai Yisrael. That's why it says like two times the word HaMishkan, Mishkan here. And then the Pasuk says the second one is Mishkan Eidus. This is the Mishkan of Eidus, of testimony. And what is this Eidus? So then Rashi goes on and says Mishkan Eidus. Eidus LeYisrael. This is a testimony to Yisrael. Sheviter Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amai So Egel. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel forgave them for the sin that they did by the Egel. Sherei Hishra Shechinosei B'neim. Because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu put back his Shechinah between Klal Yisrael. So this is the Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them for the Chet Ha'egel. And the Medrash Rabbi used the Lashon is Eidus Hu L'chol Boi Olam Sheyei Slicha L'Yisrael. Again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives Klal Yisrael. So this is one shot in Mishkan Ha'edus. Meaning it's an Eidus that the Shechinah is still amongst us. And the Medrash Tanchuma starts off with another shot. And he says, Mishkan Eidus, starts off, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Ein Eidus ala Torah. The word Eidus always means the Torah. Shenemar Eiloha Eidus v'achukim v'amishpotim. So here also, Mishkan Eidus means this is the Mishkan that has the Torah in it. The question means by the Mishkan and by the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, that the Aron was there with the Torah. And the Medrash here brings down a mashal. He says, it's a mashal, a melech shoyel bas, a king had a daughter, for Bonal Paltrin, he made a special palace for his daughter, for Yeshiva Lefnim, Mishivai Echolim. And he put this in the front of seven different palaces. And he put out a shame to say that Kol Mish Yikones Abiti Kilhu Nichnas Elai. Whoever goes to visit my daughter is considered as if he visited me. That's what the king said. So Medrash says, Kach Shnei Shemois Nikru La Mishkan Mishkan Edus Zutera. Uvamokam Acher Roma Lefnei Mishkan Hashem. The Mishkan has two names to it. Here it's called Mishkan Edus, which goes on the Mishkan of the Torah. And other places it says Mishkan Hashem, Hashem's Mishkan. Izoma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, In Bozo Adam Es Biti Kilu Mavaza Li. If somebody goes in and is Mavaza the Beis HaMikdash, it's as if he's Mavaza me. Im Nichnas Adam Beis HaKnesses Mavaza Oisai Torosi Kilu Ola Ubozo Es Kavodi. If somebody goes in and makes fun of the Torah, it's as if he's making fun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And the other way, if you give cover to the Beis HaMikdash, you give cover to the Torah, as if you're giving direct cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So the Medrash are saying here that the Mishkan Edus is, the Edus is the Torah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, that's called Edus. And really, both these two pshatim together, we could put them together to say that we say now the Edus is the testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is still with Klal Yisrael. Now how do we keep the Shechina with us for always? That's through the limit of Torah. The Torah is part of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we always say, Kod Shebruch Hu v'Yisrael v'Yirais v'Chadu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Yid, a Yisrael, and the Torah is like one. Like how do we keep Hashem with us? That's through the limit of Torah. And really this, like we brought down before in Parshas Trumah, at the beginning of the Pashas of Truma, right away the Midrashim talk about the Torah. So the question, what does the Torah have to do with the Truma? So the Pshat is, we said then that the Pasha, the Indian of the Mishkan, was to bring the Shekhinah down amongst Klal Yisrael. And the question was then, that's good, Kol Zman, we have the Beis HaMikdash, but what's going to be after the Churban HaBayis? How are we still going to have the Shekhinah amongst us? And the Teretz was, like we always say, the after the Churban HaBayis, is Eimel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Belomai El HaDal Rama Shel Alocha. That where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu keep his Shechina now? With the Dal Rama Shel Alocha. It's through the learning of the Torah, that's the way the Shechina will always be with us. So the Edus here, the testimony that the Shechina is amongst us, will be here, true. Bizman, you had the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, it was through the Mishkan. And even in the Mishkan, like we spoke about before, the Ika Akeli of the Mishkan was the Oren, where the Torah was, like here also in the Mefarshim learning. Mishkan Edus here goes upon the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. In other words, the side of the Mishkan, of having the Shechina amongst us, is with the Torah. And the Torah, that's what will keep the Shechina with us, even after the Churban HaBayis. It's the Edus, that the Shechina is with us, that's with the Koyach of the Torah. And that will never leave us. Even after the Churban HaBayis, we'll still have the Koyach of Torah, that through learning the Torah, that's what will keep the Shechina amongst us. So therefore, both these two Pshatim and the Drashim go together like the Edus here, the testimony that the Shechina is amongst us and will always stay with us, that's with the Koyach of Limud HaTorah. And really the Mefarshim asked the question here on the beginning of the Pasuk, the first Pshat the Rashi brings down, that it says two times the word Mishkan here. Why does it say two times the word Mishkan? So Rashi says it's a remez Lemikdash and Ishmashkein Bishnei Churbanin, Alabunaseim Shah Yisrael. That this parsha of the Mishkan talks about that there's going to be a Churban HaBayis two times, and the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to be the Mashkin, that's going to be taken away from us as a Mashkin for the Averus that we did. So the question is this a nice thing to talk about right now at the beginning, when we're talking about building the Mishkan? About here we're talking about that Moshe Rabbeinu collected the money, and he's telling us now exactly what did he do with all the money. He's talking about now about building the Mishkan, building the Kelim for the Mishkan. Is that nice now to have a remez that there's going to be a Churban HaBayis two times, and the Churban of HaBayis is going to be the Mashkan for Klal Yisrael? That's not a nice thing to talk about right now by the beginning of the building of the Mishkan, that later on is going to be a Churban HaBayis, and not only one time, but two times. Like, how can we make this drasha right now at the beginning of the parsha of building the Mishkan? Like right now, there's Man HaChedva, right now with the Simcha in Klal Yisrael, that they will soon go to put up the Mishkan, like the Pasukim starts talking about soon. That on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the eighth day of the Miluim, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was Hukam as a Mishkan, he put up the Mishkan then.
So b'shas chedva, b'shas the simcha, the happiness of making the Mishkan, how come right now there's a remnant here that there'll be a churban two times to the two Beis HaMikdash? And maybe we could answer this the way the Dibur Yecheskel is mazva medrash here, that the medrash rabbah brings down about the Oren, that it says it had the Torah in it. So it says the pasuk ma the pasuk in Tilim in Kapitel Lamed Aleph that says more Rav Tuvcho asher tzofantu l'rayecho, is how much goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides, makes a hidden treasure l'rayecho for the people that fear him, and po'alto l'choisim boch, and he has made them for the people that take have choisim boch, have refuge in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the pasuk is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has treasures, has hidden things waiting for the Yireyim, for the Yirei Hashem. Poshut, it goes on to Beis HaMikdash Asid, goes into Moshe Mashiach, that Kodesh Baruch Hu now puts away Tzchar Toiv for the Tzadikim. As a Chur, what does this Pasuk have to do with the beginning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, when they made the Oren, the place to put the Torah in the Mishkan? Like, what does the Oren have to do here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Tzchar set aside later for the Tzadikim, that the Mitzvah Shem will be able to see the Mashiach, the Bayis Shlishi? What does that have to do with here? So the Rebbe Cheskel once explained, he explains it with the kasha that the yes and aloha on Tisha B'Av, we know that we first put on tefillin on Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. So some of us from the kasha fakert that really the ikar sreifa of the Beis HaMikdash was on Tisha B'Av after Chatzos Hayayim. That's when they first started to burn the Beis HaMikdash. So how come at that time, like we hold after Chatzos Hayayim, it's like after the strongest, the strength of the tainus, and at that time already we could put on tefillin? It should be just the opposite. If you doubt at that time was the time when they started to burn the Beis HaMikdash, so that should be a stronger part of the tainus, and it should be also put on tefillin then. And it brings down the teretzes that the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu burnt the Beis, had the Beis HaMikdash burnt, like instead of killing out Klai Yisrael, instead of making a clear for Klai Yisrael, he only burnt the wood, the Beis HaMikdash itself, that's really a school or a toiva for Klai Yisrael. Like this, Klai Yisrael deserved to have a kliya, to be wiped out the gamri, to be killed. And instead of killing the Klai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just went to take away the Beis HaMikdash from it. That's really a school of a Klai Yisrael. That shows us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to wipe out Klai Yisrael. At the worst matzav we are, he'll just show his anger upon Eitzim V'Avonim and not upon Klai Yisrael itself. So therefore, fakir, at the time when the Beis HaMikdash was being burnt, it was a riot that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to do, and not kill out Klai Yisrael. So that was a little bit of a pious for Klai Yisrael. So maybe we want to say the same shot here also. And that's what the Medrash is saying, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first gave the Mishkan, he said right then, there's no, at two times I'm going to take away the Mishkan from Klai Yisrael. There will be two Chorbonos of the Beis HaMikdash. Now by being Chor of the Beis HaMikdash, it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to wipe out, kill out Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael will always be Netzach L'Sachem, will always be here. And that's this posik of Hashem Tzofant L'Riyecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has things hidden away for the Tzadikim, that there'll be a Mitzvah Shem of Bayis Shlishi. There'll be a time when Mashiach will come, when the hidden treasures will come out. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be a Klai Yisrael at that time. So even though in between HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at Klai Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael deserves to have a Kliya to be wiped out, still there's an Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't wipe out Klai Yisrael. At most, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take a mashkin, will take a pledge from us, will take away our Beis HaMikdash from us for a while, until finally comes the man with Moshe Mashiach, when we'll get it back again. But our Korponim, this is showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, will never wipe out Klai Yisrael. And like this, now everything fits in very good. They were saying now this is called the Mishkan Eidus. This is a testimony that the Shekhinah is in Klai Yisrael. And like we said, the Medrash says that Yeslicho LaKlai Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klai Yisrael on the Chet Egel. And really the pshat is that the Chet Egel, when Klai Yisrael did the Inyan of the Egel, the Inyan of Kamat, Cain, Avodah Zarah, they deserved to be killed out Lagamri. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu now gave them Mechilu Slich, he forgave them. And really, the Mephoshim say the Slich and the Mechilu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klai Yisrael, that was only on a Tanai really, that they would not go back, Machzal Surim. They would not go back to do Avodah Zarah, not to be bad. His kozman, that tzaddikim, kozman to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's when there's a kapara, Hashem won't wipe them out. But really, when there will come a time that they'll do chatoim, they'll go k'neged Hashem, really then they deserve to be wiped out again. Really. Mashenkin was saying, though, no, this is the Mishkan Edus. This is an Edus now testimony that not only won't Hashem kill them out now, but even later on, when Klai Yisrael will do chatoyim and they'll do things bad, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not make it clear. Still HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not wipe them out legamri. That's how much the Slicha and Mechila was right now. Hashem forgave them so much now that no matter how bad they do later on, still they won't be wiped out. And that's the raya from this Mishkan two times, explaining to us though, that even though there'll come times later on when Klai Yisrael will do chatoyim again, will do bad again, they'll deserve to be killed out again, to have a clear again. No, this is a Mishkan Edus. This is a testimony that Hashem will never wipe out Klai Yisrael. At the most, what He will do later on is, He'll take away a mashkin, He'll take away a pledge from us. He'll take away the Beis HaMikdash Rishon and the Beis HaMikdash Sheni. But we'll only take it away for a while. Like the Medrash Darshan's from the Pasik, Moravtubcha Shetzafant L'Riecho. There is Avtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has these hidden things hidden for Tzadikim. That there'll come Yemois HaMashiach. There'll come a time again where we see again the Bayi Shlishi. But I call upon him, this is Gvaltike Chedva now, that Klai Yisrael has an Edus. There's a testimony to Klai Yisrael that there will never be a clear to Klai Yisrael. Even though really through the Chet Egel they deserved all to be wiped out, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel them. He gave them a Slicho Mechila, and this Slicho Mechila is Chal even later on. When they will do Chatoyim, still, at most will happen is the Mishkan will be a Mishkan, will be a pledge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away the Beis HaMikdash from us. That's all. And long to take it away for a while, for a time. So in Mitzvah Shem we're going to get it back again. But I call upon him, there's Avtoch here that Klai Yisrael won't be wiped out. And this is also very good why the other Medrash Darshans from Mishkan HaEdus, Edus goes on the Torah. Because we always know what keeps Klai Yisrael alive and what keeps the whole world alive is the limit of Torah. Like we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight in Ma'aseh Bereishis, that if Klai Yisrael is Mekayim the Torah, there'll be a world. And if not, is Yachsel Torah Vavoyu. Is any time the Torah will be stopped learned in Klai Yisrael, there'll be right away a Torah Vavoyu, the whole world will be destroyed. So again, what is the schus that the Torah keeps, that the world keeps on going? That's what the schus of the Torah. So it's very good here. This Mishkan Edus, this is a testimony here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never wipe out Klai Yisrael. No matter how many bit chatoim they'll do later on, even though they deserve to have a clear, Hashem won't wipe them out. And with what schus won't He wipe them out? With the schus of Torah. With the schus that Klai Yisrael learns Torah, Kiseida, it's the limit of Torah that keeps the world going, keeps Klai Yisrael going. Kihem chayenu v'yarach yemenu. And that's this Mishkan Edus, that's the Edus here that Klai Yisrael will always be here. With what schus? With the schus of the Torah. The schus of the Torah makes it that the Shechina is b'nehem, is between us. Is that from this pasuk? The Mishkan, and Mishkan Edus, the two times the Mishkan, and that's Taka Chedva, a school of a Klai Yisrael. That at most, what will happen to them later on is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will wipe out the Mishkan, al Eitzim v'Avonim, of a Klai Yisrael themselves. There'll always be a Kiyam for Klai Yisrael. And interesting, there's also a Mitloshin of a Medrash Rabbi here that says that Omar Loi. Bitzalel LeMoshe. He's Bitzalel Es Moshe. Mal HaMishkan Azeh. What is this Mishkan? Izom Aloy. Moshe Rabbeinu answered back. SheYishra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinasoi B'Soichai U'Melamed LiYisrael Torah. There's two things. That this Mokam HaMishkan is a place that Hashem will shine His Shechin in Klai Yisrael U'Melamed LiYisrael Torah. That's like we're saying now. That the Indian of the Mishkan is that the Indian is to have the Shechin here. Through what? Through the limit of Torah. Allah made Torah to Yisrael, to teach Torah to Klai Yisrael. It's through the limit of Torah, that's how we'll be zeichet to have the Shechina amongst us. Stam on the pasuk again of Mishkan, the Medrash makes another drasha on this, and also says Mishkan two times, the Fisha Beis HaMikdash Shalmatam is Mechuvan Kneged Beis HaMikdash Shalmalam. Shnema Mechon Lashir Tuchot Pa'ato Hashem. Mechon Hanam Mechuvan Zeh Lu Mazeh. That the same way there's a Beis HaMikdash Lamata here on this world, who would then there's a Beis HaMikdash or a Mishkan Lamala in Shemaim? And Rabbeinu Bechai over here goes by Riches, talks about this Medrash over here. We're not going to go into it too much right now. But I call upon the Bekitz who is just teaching us that the Mishkan, we saw things to remind us of the Shechina. The Dika Shechina is in Shemaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we brought down here a place here. That we come in here, we see like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the same way Hashem lives up in Shemayim, Hu Adin is a Mishkan Lamata, to remind us, Zeh Umar Zeh.
Alright, you could turn over.
Rem Gimel, it says, Vayar Moshe es kol hamlocha v'hinei osui oiso, kashe tzivu Hashem kein osui, as everything was done the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to make the Mishkan. Vayivorech oise Moshe. Moshe gave them a bracha. Moshe gave them a blessing. So Rashi brings down, what was the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them? Omele yirotzen shetishcho shchino b'mais yedechim. That yirotzen should be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his shchino should shine b'mais yedechim. Now, Pasha, this means in the Mishkan, that the Shechina should come down and be in the Mishkan. And then it brings down, they answered back and said, V'hinoyim Hashem Akenu Leinu, and that's what they answered back. Now, the question is, first of all, why do we need Moshe's tefillah for this, Moshe's bracha? That was our talking before, that HaKadosh Baruch already said, V'yosu li Mishkan, V'shachanti b'seichom. Make me a Mishkan, and I will live there. The whole purpose of the Mishkan is a place that Hashem will live there. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to give him a bracha? Yirotzen shetishcho shchina b'mais yedechem. That the Shechina should be here with what you're doing, and Pasha means on the binyan of the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said that his Shechina would be here by the Mishkan. Secondly, the Or HaChaim asks, why does it have to say Moshe's name? It says, Vayivorech Oise Moshe. The beginning of the Pasuk said, Vayar Moshe. So we're talking about what Moshe saw or Moshe said. It just should have said, Vayivorech Oise. And we would understand it means Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the blessing. Why does the Pasuk have to end off Vayivorech Oise Moshe? And the Archaim wants to answer that it says the word Moshe to stress to us that this bracha should not be kal b'yanecha, but rather this is a tremendous bracha that came from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. I saw another mefarish in the Yoznayim Lateri want to say that usually, like after Moshe went to build a big binyan, they went to build a big building for their school, so what happens? At the end, usually, at the end of the building campaign, usually they honor the person that put all the effort into building the building. As the old Tzibur honors that one person. But not the opposite way. Not the pshat, that one person that put all the effort into building the building, does he give a bracha to everybody else. And here it's just the opposite. Here it's at the end of the building of the Mishkan, that really the whole Klal Yisrael should have come to give Moshe Rabbeinu a bracha, that he was the one that helped them, that was Mesader, the binyan of the Mishkan. Rather, the Pasuk says, no, the opposite way around. That Moshe Rabbeinu, at his madrigal, he went to give a bracha to the whole Klal Yisrael. As he was the one that was marking more the tzarech of this binyan of the Mishkan, and he went to give the bracha to the Klal. That's why it stresses here, Vayivorech Oisem Moshe, that Moshe was the one that gave Klal Yisrael the bracha, and not the opposite way, that the Klal Yisrael should give Moshe Rabbeinu the bracha. So that was the stress here, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave the bracha to Klal Yisrael. But our koponim, the first kasha is here, like, what was this purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha? And really, what was the bracha? Like, Hashem already said that the Shechina would be here. And also, what is it called, the bracha? Moshe was blessing them. Yirotzen shetishro, that was like a bracha. That's like a tefillah. He's like davening now, praying to Hashem that the Shechina should come here. Like, why is that called a bracha? It's rather considered a tefillah. So really, the Yalkut brings down that a little bit more in this bracha that Moshe gave Klal Yisrael. And the Yalkut says that Reb Meir Reimer, Kein Borchom Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Yisef Aleichem, Omelehem, that Moshe told to Klal Yisrael, Kishem Shenisachtem B'Mleches HaMishkon, the same way you work to make the Mleches to build the Mishkon, V'Shoh Shoh Hashchino B'Mais Yedeichem, and the Shechina Taka came down here in the Mishkan, we had the Shechina. Kein Tisku, the Tivne Lefonov Beis HaBchira. The same way you should be able to go and build the Beis HaMikdash, and V'tishra Shechina B'mais Yerechim. And there also, by the Beis HaMikdash also, there should be the Shechina should come down because of B'mais Yerechim. And this, V'hei Marmim, they answered back, V'yinoyim Hashem Lakenu, that they agreed to this. So in other words, Ramey is adding on that this tefillah wasn't only, or this bracha, wasn't only a bracha right now that the Shechina should be here in the Mishkan. Like we said before, that's pshita the Shechina would be here. That HaKadosh Baruch already said, V'shachanti b'soichem. But rather this is a bracha now, Moshe has given them a bracha, that the same way Klal Yisrael was able to build the Mishkan, they should also be able, amidst Hashem, a lady is, to build the Beis HaMikdash, to build the Beis HaBchira. And some of Hashem, the Ber Moshe, even wants to go a little further, to say that the real kavanah, the real intentions of Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha here was that they should be zeicha, Klal Yisrael should be zeicha to have the bayis hashlishi.
Klai Yisrael should be zeichet to have the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, that a mitzvah Hashem will come be Moshe HaMashiach. That's the Gula Shleima that Moshe Rabbeinu right now had in mind, this bracha. That Vayvarach Oisem Moshe. Moshe gave them a bracha to say that Shehiratzon Shetishra Shechina V'maisi Yedeicha means whatever we do, we should be zeichet to bring down the Shechina, which the real Shechina that will be here Leilam Void, which is the Shechina that will be B'Shas Tabayis HaShlishi. That was Moshe's Kavana right now. So that's a tremendous bracha, a tremendous blessing that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's good why Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu said this bracha. Because it wasn't only a bracha for right now, for the Mishkan what happened right now, but rather Moshe, as being the manik, the leader of Klal Yisrael, he saw the future, what's going to be to Klal Yisrael, and he saw so far, he was able to think all the way to what's going to be by the Seif of the Gula Shleima, what's going to be by Moshe Mashiach, that he gave a bracha right now, B'shas, the beginning of the building of the Mishkan, that amidst Hashem, through your mighty day and through your works, we should be zeichah that the Mashiach should come, and there should be amidst Hashem a bayis HaShlishi, which that will be the bayis Lo'elam Vod. Now, later on, right after Shishi, the Pasuk says, Vayhi b'chodesh harishon b'shono hashenis b'echod l'chodesh hukam ha-mishkan. The Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the time when the Mishkan was put up. Then the Pasuk Yud Ches says, Vayokim Moshe es ha-mishkan, that Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan. Now, the Gemara in Nedorim, Adaf Lamed Ches, talks about and says that, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashre Shechinosoi Ela Al Gibor V'Osher V'Chochom V'Yonav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only puts his Shechin upon a person that has these four midas. He's a strong person, he's a rich person, he's a wise person, and he's an honor, a humble person. And the Gemara says, V'chulam Mimoshe. We learn all these things out from Moshe Rabbeinu. Gibor, how do we know he's a strong person? That Moshe spread the oil, all the coverings, all the curtains on top of the Mishkan. That's the raya that Moshe Rabbeinu was very strong. Now the Rosh over here on the Dorm asked the question, why doesn't the Gemara bring the raya from our Pasuk right now? That the first part of the Pasuk says, Vayokem Moshe es ha-mishkan. That Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan. He put up all the walls, all the kerushim of the Mishkan, which was very, very heavy. So since it was very, very heavy, it's a raya. Moshe Rabbeinu was a very strong person. So the Rosh asks here, why doesn't the Gemara bring the raya from this pasuk? That Vayokim Moshe es ha-mishkan, Moshe put up the Mishkan, this should be the raya. Moshe was a very strong person. Now the Mashar over here asked the question on the Rosh. He doesn't know what's the Rosh's kasha. Like, what's the raya from this pasuk? That you say, Vayokim Moshe. Moshe put up the Mishkan of Zariah, Moshe was strong. He says, no. We dashin from the Pasuk before that says, Hukam HaMishkan. Mashma, the Mishkan was put up by itself. That really we'll soon see the Medrash Tanchum here speaks out that merely it was too hard for Moshe Rabbeinu to pick up the Mishkan. And Hukam HaMishkan means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to help him, and it was really HaKadosh Baruch Hu that put up the Mishkan. That's why it says, Hukam HaMishkan. The Mishkan was put up. Therefore, the Mashar asked the question on the Rosh. What is the Rosh's kasha? That the Gemara should say the Raya Moshe was a strong person. Was from this first part of the Pasuk. Vayokim Moshe es ha-mishkan, that Moshe put up the Mishkan. He asks, it wasn't Moshe alone that put up the Mishkan. It was Hukam ha-mishkan. The Mishkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him to put it up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped put up the Mishkan. What is the Raya that Moshe Rabbeinu was a strong person? Maybe he's not a Gibur. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up the Mishkan. This is the Mashar's question. And really there's a Medrash Tanchuma here on this week's Parsha Pechudei that talks about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad that he himself didn't do anything for the building of the Mishkan. He himself didn't help in the actual building itself. And the Medrash goes through at the end when it came to put up the Mishkan, they just couldn't put it up. It was too heavy for them. And they came to complain. Until finally they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. And at the end of the Medrash it says that Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Since you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're feeling bad now, why you didn't help along in the Mishkan itself. Hashem told Moshe, therefore, I'm not going to let anybody else put up the Mishkan. They themselves cannot put up the Mishkan. But that everybody should know, if the Mishkan is not going to stand because of your hands, it will never stand. I'm only going to call the putting up of the Mishkan on your name. The Pasuk says, that that Moshe put up the Mishkan. In other words, Hashem wanted to appease Moshe why he didn't do actually anything in the building itself of the Mishkan. So Hashem said, I'm going to let you put it up. You'll be the one to stand up the Mishkan. Nobody else could do it, only you. But everybody should realize it's only because you put it up that the Mishkan would stand. So the Medrash goes on and says, Oma Moshe Rabbeinu Shlulam, Eini Yodei Lahamidai, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know how to put it up. Like, I'm not strong enough. Oma Lois HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Asoik B'yodcha, you try and do something, try and work, do something and try and pick it up. V'yatamara Lahamidai, and I'll show you that you could put it up. V'uay Med Me'elav, but really what came out? That the Mishkan was put up by itself. V'anikaisav Alecha Shata Kimoisai, but I'll put it that you put it up. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vahi b'chodesh rishon mashana shenis v'echa l'chodesh hukam ha-mishkan. Says the Mishkan was put up. Mi hemidoi, who put it up? Moshe Rabbeinu put it up. Shenema, the next Pasuk says, Vayokim Moshe sa-mishkan. So that is Medrash Tanchuma, that even though the Pasuk says, Vayokim Moshe put it up, really Moshe Rabbeinu was not strong enough to put it up, he couldn't put it up himself. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Asoik b'yodcho, do something, try and be mishtadl, do something to pick it up, and I'll show you that it'll be picked up. And because of that, it says, Vayokim Moshe, Moshe picked it up, but really it was Hukam HaMishkan, the Mishkan was picked up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is really the Mashor's Kasha on the Rosh. What's the Rosh's Kasha, the Pasuk, the Gemara should say, that it's a Raya Moshe was strong. From this Pasuk that Moshe picked up the Mishkan, it's Mashmano, the Medrash said that it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu that picked it up. He himself maybe wasn't strong enough. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hukam HaMishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them along to pick it up. So what's the Rosh's Kasha? So Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz Tzal once answered this and says that if anybody thinks that he himself could do anything, it's really his own strength, that he could do anything, he can move anything, he's making a big mistake. Any little strength that we have, that we could move things, we could pick up a chair, pick up a sefer, it's also only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koyach to move things, to be strong. True, here Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe with his own strength, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's extra help, he couldn't have picked it up. But now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this extra help, and Lamaisa the Mishkan was picked up through Moshe Rabbeinu, this is proof that Moshe Rabbeinu was strong. Because being strong means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the strength. So if here HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this extra strength to Moshe, that right now it was picked up through Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping him, that is proof that Moshe is strong. Because any strength that we have also only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the yisoid, like anything we have always comes from Hashem. This is the yisoid of the midah anava, to be an honor, to be humble, to realize that anything we do have, it's not the pshat, we ourselves acquired it, it's something we're great for, it's only something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And therefore we have to be humble, like even though we realize we are great, we have tremendous things, we are rich, we have chokhmah, we are great, but we have to realize it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really pshat bechlal in this last Gemara that we brought down. The Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu amashra shchina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only puts a shchina upon a person that's a giber, strong, a chacham, wise, an osher, rich, and an honor. But the question is, why do you have to be rich? And why do you have to be strong in order to have the shchina upon you? And I saw some of the Farshim, I think Rabbi Chaim also wants to say, that the pshat is really is the ikka midah of the last midah, of being an honor, being a humble person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a shchina upon an honor. But the pshat is, where do we see, how can we see if you're an honor? If you're not rich, if you're not strong, so the fact you're humble could be just down because you're low. You think nothing of yourself. Maybe you're talking nothing, and you think nothing of yourself. That's not a proof that you're a real humble person. But if somebody is an usher, somebody is a very rich person, somebody is a strong person, somebody is a wise person, he has tremendous things, so he could think of a Bagaivnik. He could start to think, it all comes from me, I'm great, I'm a great person. If such a person is a humble person, that shows that he really has the midah of anava. So really, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the shchina on a person is because of the midah of anava, because he's humble. Just what shows us that you're a humble person? If you have a midah of gevura, you are strong, and you are rich, and you are wise, and still you're a humble person, that's the biggest proof that you're really a humble person. But here by Moshe Rabbeinu, like it always says, Moshe was anav mikol adam, he had this midah, he was a big anav. See here also, Moshe Rabbeinu's anivus is the pshat, if he realized nothing came from himself, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. But the fact that Hashem helped Moshe, and the Mishkan was picked up through Moshe, that is the biggest proof that Moshe Rabbeinu is considered a Gibur. Because any Gibur we have also only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Now, this Shabbos is Parshas HaChodesh.
This is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, the union of Stam every Rosh Chodesh is in Zman Hetchachus. Something new happens. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, Rosh Chodoshim. Rosh Chodesh is the beginning. The beginning is the Pshat is that we see the Ashkochu, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does special things to Klal Yisrael. And Rosh Chodesh is the beginning, Azman Kaporo, it's the beginning. It's a new Eschachos. Now Nisan is the Eschachos of the whole year, Chodesh Nisan. This is the Chodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael, the great Nisan, the Yara Chazoka, B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. We saw the great Nisan, we saw the Zgalas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really this is in every single Chodesh Nisan, every single year, this tremendous new Eschachos, a new beginning to realize the Godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is really the first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, to make a Rosh Chodesh. The union of Rosh Chodesh is to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. He gave us the koyach of making a Chiddush, making something new. Like all the Yom Tovim is totally when Beis Din makes the Rosh Chodesh. Beis Din has the right to make Rosh Chodesh on this day and the next day. It's up to Beis Din to make the Rosh Chodesh. That's why we have 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz Lartz. We do not know exactly when the Beis Din made the Rosh Chodesh. But it's the first mitzvah to teach us that through the koyach of Limud HaTorah, Klal Yisrael the Chum now the koyach to mechadish, to make things. Somewhere that's the pshat of we make the Kiddush HaChodesh, our Pida Levono. Levon is the pshat is, that's the Morah Katan. It's a small light. And the pshat from the small light is, even though it starts off at the beginning of the month very small, as the months go on, it gets bigger, and then it becomes smaller again. That we see a chiddush, we see something going on, we see something different here, that comes to make us realize that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's called Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina, B'Shas you make Birchas, you bench Levona, by Kiddush HaLevona, it's called Yib Mekabel Pnei Ashchina, because Shemamish able to see through the Levona, this chadshus, the koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in the world. And Mechlal in this Chodesh Nisan, was when Klal Yisrael had the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's Mechlal, when Klal Yisrael first got the Galus, that they were Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they should receive the Aseres HaDibros after that, that it says, Anoichi Asher Melekecha, Asher Atzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. It doesn't say Asher Asher Barosi Es Olam, it doesn't say Anoichi Asher Melekecha, that I created the world, but it says, Anoichi Asher Melekecha, Asher Atzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Because through the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael saw the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were able to be Makir, to realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamash, like we're saying by Karbonus, the union of Karbonus is to realize everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yitzias Mitzrayim was. We saw the great Nisim, the Yara Chazoka, that everything comes from Hashem. Who are then by Shabbos also? B'Shas, when we make Kiddush on Shabbos, we also say Zeichel Amai Sabreshis and Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's because of Yitzias Mitzrayim that we came to this great Galus, that we saw the greatness of Hashem, we could be able to realize now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gave us the Kedushas HaShabbos, like the Kedushas of Eschachus, to see something new, to see a new Chiddush in the world, came B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, came with this Chiddush of Nisan. That's why this Chiddush Nisan is called Rosh Chodoshim, it's the beginning of all the Chiddush of the whole world, of the whole year. And every single year it's like this, that we get our koyach of Chiddush in this month of Nisan. So that's the special thing about Parshas HaChodesh now, to realize this l'kamat, like the beginning of the year, the beginning of the newest chachos of Klal Yisrael, b'chlal v'yitzias Mitzrayim, and every single Jew receives newest chachos every single year on this Chodesh of Nisan. And that's why it's called HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. It's for us, it's something that we gain out of it, we get this newest chachos. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're doing like Sheker, as if to say, I don't have to thank Hashem. Now Hashem came by making the bracha first. That's like MS, we'd be master that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alright, we'll stop here.